listening to WCNO, Palm City.
How did I get here? Because if God mm-hmm. was, now if God did not exist, mm-hmm. where would we not be?
Right.
If nothing existed, where would nothing be?
Yeah.
How can this be?
Yes.
This is wild and mm-hmm. weird.
I know.
This whole thing is just crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
And he's a crazy God in a positive way. I hope it doesn't take offense at this, but I mean, mm-hmm. you know, anybody that makes a horse with stripes?
Yes.
A zebra?
Right.
Or how about those weird fish? How about this? There's what do you call those zeels? What are they called in the ocean? They're electric.
Oh, eels.
Electric.
Yeah,
and you can bite and they'll die. The predators will die. They'll get a shock.
Yeah, and die.
How the heck did he do that? Look at the chameleon.
mm-hmm.
We had a chameleon in this right now. Here, there's wood here. We have a wood counter here. Mm-hmm. So you put the chameleon on the wood. He'll turn the color of the wood. You put the chameleon on this black thing right here, turn black.
Mm-hmm.
You put them on this red thing, they turn red.
Yeah.
How in the world? Yeah. Come on. That's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
People should be jumping up and down that there's a chameleon.
Yeah.
We have pufffish, we have flatfish, we have skinny fish, we have fish down that are down, what do they call, a bioluminescence, what are they called? The ones that are, they shine like a light bulb down underneath the ocean.
And the diversity. Because really what the kingdom of God is about is diversity in oneness. That's what it's about. And all that you're describing is all the, what I call ingenuity. Ingenuity is a creativity, but it has gene as its root word. Mm-hmm. So there's a generosity and ingenuity, this creative thing of creating all of these sea creatures and all of this stuff for us to see. Like being out on the savannah in Africa was gorgeous. The families of giraffes walking, and the zebras, all that you're talking about, you know. And I scuba dived in the Red Sea, and you know, seen so many things. And that is the creative ingenuity of God.
I was in Eilat, by the Red Sea. Were you there?
Eilat. I don't remember what the town was.
Called Eilat, and it was the sun was so bright. I laid in the sun all day, and it turned into a lobster.
It
was horrible. I got a terrible burn.
Rat. Bomber.
But if you go to Israel, folks, somebody warned me: the biggest, tallest bottles of water you can get, a minimum of 6 a day, because it's an arid environment, quote unquote arid environment, and you are being dehydrated without even knowing.
Right. It's true.
Have you been more than once?
I have been several times to Israel.
I've only been once to shoot a music video there for my song, The Empty Tomb.
Yeah, I sure have. And I loved it and loved the Jewish people. And
It's kind of wild to walk where the Lord walked, you know.
Yes.
The odd thing about it is, in reality, he's as much here in Vero Beach, Florida, as he is in Jerusalem.
Right.
But it does seem to be a sacred ground, because he says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for I shall bless them that bless thee.
Right. And Jesus sits on the throne of David. You see, that's the whole, there's a lot to this. And I'll tell you, if there's any like overt proof of the reality and the truth of the scriptures, it's the fact that anti-Semitism has never been worse than it is today.
Which really glorifies God, because there's 1.8 million, what do you call it, Muslims.
Correct.
There's 1.5 billion Christians. And yet who do they pick on? There's only 14 million little Jews in the world. And yet all this little teeny tiny land, and they all...
It's an enmity, and it's jealousy and envy.
Are you part Jewish?
No.
Okay. Because I have a Jewish friend up in Albany, New York. Matter of fact, he'll be flying in with his wife soon.
And, but they carried the
Howie. You look like
promise.
Howie. You look like my friend Howie Schaefer.
Yeah. They carried the promise, and you know, and then you have study Romans to understand them, it being delayed so that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, could come into an understanding.
Yeah.
And then Israel will.
When I was kind of homeless or whatever, and I was 13 years of age, walking the streets of Poughkeepsie, maybe I was 14 at this time.
Yeah.
I used to walk with this Hasidic Jew named Alan.
Yeah.
And he had the black hat, the black coat, the black jacket, the Davidic curls, the David curls, the Davidic curls.
Yes.
And I would walk and talk with him. I don't know what we discussed, because I certainly was no intellect at all at 14.
Sure.
But I said, if I ever grow up to be any religion, I want to be Jewish.
Yes.
That's what I would tell him.
Yes.
Well, I guess as it turned out, that's what happened, because
all
the followers of Jesus, all the disciples were Jewish.
Yes, they were.
And so, in fact, we are engrafted in. So do we become Jews once we're engrafted in?
Well, we become a part of that promise, you know, because Abraham is the father of the faith. You know what I mean? That's where it began. That's where it all began, with God's friendship, relationship with Abraham. That's where this whole thing began, you know? And Sarah laughed because she didn't think God could do it, but then God worked it out for them to have Isaac, and it went from there. Very powerful. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Working on something about
that. Are you? A song? Okay.
He is the great I am. His first friend was Abraham.
Yeah.
He said to Abraham, I am that I am. Take your son to the mountainside. A sacrifice, your son must die. But God provided a ram for his friend Abraham. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
I've written a bunch of verses for it, but I have to write them down.
I love it. Yeah, that's a beautiful song. And that's where it began. And it shows you that, Abraham, his friendship with God and his faith and belief in it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So Abraham didn't have to do the law or works or any of that stuff. It was the relationship.
Can you imagine you're walking in the desert? Did you see My Only Son?
I don't know.
The new movie?
No.
My Only Son. Okay, there's a new movie, too, called The House of David.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I loved that.
But a series.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The second series has just started, second year. Anyway, it's very well done. My Only Son. Some young man somewhere had his life savings, $200,000. He did it all on his own, this whole movie. It's wonderful. It's called My Only Son. The only thing, he hasn't learned the ways of the world, because I contacted them and he didn't bite about having an interview. And so I don't know why he didn't. You know, I interviewed Garth Brooks years ago. Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks is very publicity friendly.
Yeah.
You know, and he was very smart. Well, look at him, and he's very successful.
Yes.
Another guy came to town who had a couple of hit records, and he wouldn't give an interview. He's gone away. I don't even remember his name.
Mm.
He was not publicity friendly. So what they don't realize is, you know, it's okay to promote, I think. I know promotion cometh from the Lord, but there's nothing wrong with you coming on the show.
Yeah.
So people be interested in your books. So I don't know why the guy, but it's called My Only Son.
Yeah.
And it was really well done.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what you think. Cool. But can you imagine, so you're in the desert, you're Abraham, right? And all of a sudden he comes upon the Son of Man. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
And you fall prostrate before him and go, who are you? And this glowing being.
Yeah. Well, it was the three men that were, what's the word for it? I think that it was really the persons of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit that came as, what is that word? Not an epiphany. It's there's a word for it, but I've forgotten, where God comes in human form. It's not incarnation, like Jesus was birthed. But they look like a human being.
Well, look like Jesus.
And the three of them came to Abraham to announce, and you know, that they were going to have this son in their extremity of their old age, and that the promise was going to be carried.
Oh, yeah. They were, and Sarah laughed.
And Sarah laughed. Yeah, and he rushed out because he knew God, and so he because Abraham was God's friend spiritually. When they came, he knew who they were, even though they were in kind of camouflage in the human bodies. He knew who they were, and he rushed out to meet them and prostrated himself and gave them food.
And here's the secret.
Yeah.
Here's the secret. Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him.
Yes.
As righteousness.
Yes.
Now, Zechariah goes in, and he's working in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
An angel appears to him and says he's going to have a son who would end up being John the Baptist.
Yes.
He and Elizabeth.
And he didn't believe
But he doesn't believe the angel. So the angel doesn't say you're going to lose your head or anything, but you're not going to be able to speak. You're mm-hmm. going to be dumb until this child is born because you did mm-hmm. not believe me.
Right.
Mary is contacted by an angelic being
mm-hmm.
and says you're going to have a son
mm-hmm.
begotten by God. And she says, well, I don't know how this can be. I've never known a man, but as you say,
mm-hmm.
be it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that Mary's faith was accounted to her as her righteousness.
Yes, there you go.
So people listening to this, if you put
yes.
your faith in God, he will mm-hmm. honor it.
Yes, and if he knocks on your door, then answer and open to him. So that's what Jesus says. I'm standing at the door and I knock. And if you open to me, and not only me, but my Father with me. We're going to come in and we're going to eat with you and build relationship with you. And that's where it starts.
So, okay, well, for our first interview, I guess we'll call it a day.
It's great, Red. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
I enjoyed talking with you. It was
you
good.
Too.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
good,
yeah,
good,
I would
good,
do
good.
That.
Yeah, yeah, and I want to look at your dad's book. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, he, of course, is... Eric Mumford,
mm-hmm.
his father, this is his father's book. I'll hold that up there.
Yeah.
And I'll hold it up to this camera over here. We're at all these different places we are. And these are your books here.
Yeah.
They're very...
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rewrite these coming up over the next year.
And it's going to be a devotional.
And I'm going to write it in a simplified, not theological, complicated thing. It's going to be for...
So simple people like me can understand.
Yes, that's correct.
So
that was always the plan.
Yeah.
That was always what God said. You work out the theology.
That was your homework.
Work out the theology, and then when you have finished it all, then you will rewrite it in food to feed. You
great.
Get it? That's
yes,
and
absolutely.
So this is years. I mean, this is years.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had to learn it, you know, and practice it, and still am. But it's been good. I'm thankful.
Now, so what do you do with your life now? Well, you write.
Yeah, I'm back writing now. Yeah, I'm working on this is what I'm doing. Yeah, okay.
Well,
yeah.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, Rhett. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so once again, if you go to the website is?
My dad's website is www.lifechangers.org. The name
Life-changers.
Life Changers is the name of the ministry.
Lifechangers.org. Lifechangers.org.
That's it.
I'm Rhett Palmer. Hey, it's a new day if you want it.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day. The sea and the land.